This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tantalk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you saying hi to me, or are you saying hi to your audience?
I'm waiting for him to say go. Yeah. Are we live? I am Dawn Reiss. Hi, Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations. And while you're joining us today, you do not want to miss this show. And you have to see it on repeat on Facebook, on Tantalk Radio Network Live right now. And we have Wade Williams in the house, and he's going to tell his testimony, story. We have Pastor Joe calling in. We have Deborah Hampton. We have singers. We have Lisa V, my co-host. And we've got such a surprise for you and such an inspirational moment. And we've got a little controversial talk because we really need to get some stuff off of our chest.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yep. I know. I saw Wade today on the live. I said, oh my gosh, you're right on point. So let's go. I guess so. We're going to just do a little birthday bash because, you know, my birthday is Wednesday.
Yay.
And we're celebrating it today. Yes.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
I am.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm turning. Guess how old I am?
40.
40. I like that.
Yeah. Let's 45. Go with that one. 42.
A little higher.
Wade for the win.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. And let's see who's on the air. Liz, you're going to play the song, right? Let's go there first before our first guest.
It's your day, baby. It's your special day. It comes around this time each and every year. Life goes on. This world keeps on turning. Time goes by. A new day. Share of the sad times, been through it all, more than you can recall. Life goes on, this world keeps on turning. Time goes by, a new day is dawning, and though it may seem
so Lisa V is here.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Say hi.
Hi, everybody. Hi, TikTok.
There's my hand.
Yes. So before we get our VIP guest, one of them on the phone, actually, I had a couple birthday shout outs from some of the people from TikTok, and they made a video, and we're going to play that right now. And also one of our dear friends from our church. We'll be right back.
Go shorty. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip kombucha like it's your birthday. And, you know, we don't give a crap because it's your birthday. You are infinite in value, Dawn. So we would spend any amount on your birthday. And we want to celebrate you every day, not just your birthday, because you are amazing. You are a superstar. And I want to thank you. I'm Worth Incorporated. Want to thank you for all that you do for everybody on TikTok, all your television stations, YouTube, and radio around the world. Thank you for helping children and empowering women like me. Dawn, you are a superstar. Big 6-0. You're a gorgeous, generous genius. Liberty v. Justice of I'm Worth It Incorporated thanks you. You are infinite in value. Happy birthday, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn. Hey, this is Jay Brett. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. May God bless you and continue to guide you, give you wisdom and strengthen you, and always surround you with the very best and people that are going to be optimistic and going to encourage you. May also, most importantly, is your birthday. May God do something amazing. Thank you, guys. We love you. Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese.
And we're back. And we have two singers, actually, that are on the air with us. And then we have some more surprises. And I want to thank everyone on TikTok land. I'll be shouting you out in just a minute, live on the air. So let's get Deborah Hampton on. And Deborah Hampton is a dear friend of mine. Actually, Deborah, do you know that I saw some of your music on TikTok? Are you there?
Yep, I'm right here.
Yes, I'm on TikTok. So I saw some of your music. And I
didn't know.
I know. It's amazing. And so
that's because you're on there.
Aw, no, Deborah, I'm having so much fun. Well, Deborah, you're an amazing singer, and let's get your song right out. Well, I want to play that magic carpet that you sang. And everyone can go to your website, DeborahHampton.com, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Very cool. All right, let's go play that song because she is an amazing singer, and she's going to tell us a little bit what she's up to, and we'll be right back. Drive Time, Clearwater Beach, 106.1 FM, The Heat. You like this song? Magic carpet ride.
I like to dream, yeah, right between the sound machine. I'm the proudest sound I do to the night, and everything it goes right. Goes far, flies near to the stars away from here. Well, you don't know what we could find. Why don't you come with me, little boy, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you don't know what we could see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasies will set you free. Close your eyes, boy. Look inside, boy. Let the sound take you. Last night I held a lemon's lamp, and so I wish that I could say, before nothing could answer me, well, someone took the lamp away. I look around, the last candle is all I found. Well, you don't know what we could find. Why don't you come with me, little boy? Carpet ride. Well, you don't know what we could see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasies will set you free. Close your eyes, boy. Look inside, boy. Let the sound take you away. You don't know what
So that is DeborahHampton.com. And then Deborah is actually calling in to say hello. And then do you have a question for Deborah?
Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, lady?
I'm okay.
I know, right? Trying to get through the new C word, COVID. So, right? Anyways, what have you found as being a performer? Because the places that I used to perform at, of course, are closed. Because this virus is so intelligent that it can tell the difference between a bar with food and a bar without food. Isn't it amazing? So there you have it. On that note, let's get something started. But how are you able to still do your career? I mean, I was just about to have some things happen, boom.
You know that it all starts from inside of your soul. Mm. So no matter where you're playing, no matter where you're singing, no matter what it is, you just still keep the music going inside you because that's where it all started from.
Oh, I sing at the house all the time. The neighbors are like, wow, there's a party
there you
going
go.
On. But
there
it doesn't pay the bills, so, you know.
No, it doesn't pay the bills, but it does not pay the bills.
But, Deborah, I know we have just another couple of seconds, but I want to shout your business out because you have an amazing business. Tell us about it.
Oh, my new business that I started?
Yes.
Oh, I did. Well, I'm involved with some doctors, and we created a device for women to stand and pee. It's called Stand and Go. You have to do Stand and Go, because if you put N, it'll be a chair on the internet. And it's wonderful because women don't have to sit anymore on a toilet. They don't have to squat on a toilet anymore. And you can be safe and free from all kinds of germs that splash back from the water. And it's pretty interesting.
You should see Lisa's face.
I want one.
You don't know. Listen. Actually, I'm doing some really cool commercials on it. It's so funny. And honestly, I tell people, you're going to be proud of your aim. My husband is like blown away by me. And I tell everybody to pee safe.
Wait, I think Wade just found your commercial. Can we play that?
I mean, I could try. Let's see. It's standandgo.com.
Standandgo.com.
Yeah.
Let's try this, Deborah.
Look, can I be
the owner of Stand and Go. Stand and Go is a device that women can use when they pee. No more sitting, no more squatting, and no more messy toilet seats with germs that can last up to 3 months. Stand and Go is developed by a team of doctors who have wives and daughters of their own, and they know what we face every time we walk into a public bathroom.
Oh my goodness, that is so cool.
It's way cool.
I'm telling you, you just got the cash cow right there because I was joking.
You don't even know I have an appointment with the military.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, wow. Just think about women. You know, you don't have to pull your pants down and everybody can see up to the new year anymore. Doesn't have to be like that anymore. And you know, that's the whole thing. And traveling, it's wonderful. Honestly, you're gonna
especially.
I'll send you some.
Especially because some of the restrooms, it's like you walk in and you go, I'll hold it.
Oh, no.
God knows I'll leave with COVID and everything else out of that bathroom, right?
And I made them in the camouflage for the military.
Oh, wow.
And now I made some camouflage purple and pink for little girls. So,
because
what's the first thing a little girl does when she goes to the bathroom? She puts her hand on the toilet rim so she doesn't fall in.
There's a lot
of germs and a lot of backsplash germs from the water that's really bad. This will help you. But Don, I'd be happy to send some in for you and you can get the word out. And
Deborah,
awesome
even better.
I'll be a sales girl for you. I'll be the best seller for you. You want?
Come on, I'm with you. People are very interested.
And Deborah, I'm going to have you hang on the line because I want you to hear this other singer in L.A. But I want to tell you that Stand and Go, we'll run a commercial for you.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about that. And that
wonderful.
For you calling in as well. But let me hold you on the line for a second. Let's get Stan on the line because if you ever did a duet with this man too, and Wade Williams, Wade is right in the house. Just wait. Is
yes.
Stanley there? Stanley from Los Angeles. Stanley James, how are you?
Hey, what's up, dog? What's up,
fabulous. This Deborah Hampton on the other line, she just sang her song, and yeah, her birthday song to me is amazing. So, Stanley, tell me what's happening with your music. What has happened since you launched it 3 weeks ago?
I started, I'm old school with my records in terms of how you promotion. You got to build it up. That's what they used to do, build up the audience and stuff, and get them anticipating the movement. But the record is called Being Gentle. I actually dropped the record single Friday, the 3rd of July, and we're on our third day, and we're doing well on Spotify streams and everything like that. Awesome.
And how many on Spotify and stream? Like, how many? I saw your following list. How many of that?
Well, right now, I have, right now, live, if I look on Spotify, it's 4,741 real-time, no, actually, 4,809 real-time live streams of that single going on right now. That's really awesome. Nice. For a third day, just dropping. And we even got radio involved yet, which starts, radio campaign starting.
Well, you're on now. You're on six stations.
3FM, 3AM, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to ask you, so where do they go on Spotify? What do they look under?
Well, you know, let me clear up a little confusion real quick. And I really appreciate you, Dawn. Happy birthday, all that.
Thank you.
You know, like my girl, we go back away, like 3 years now. I first came on your show, man, you've always shown me love. And, you know, you like family to me now. So anything I can do for you, help you, you know, artists, other artists, whatever you need, music, feel free to contact me. And your Rolodex, put me down. Man, I'm excited about this.
So
record,
yeah, because I'm on TikTok and I'm shouting out, so they want to all know where to go to listen to your music.
Okay, let me clarify the name. Okay, I used to be called Stanley James when I was younger, my younger R&B years. So, and then when I transformed myself into Saint James, which is my current moniker or stage name, Saint James. So that's what you search under, SaintJamz, and that's all you got to do. And the name of the song is Being Gentle. We're in a really tough time in our country, in our planet. Everybody's hurting. Everybody's having anxiety. We're all going through a lot of tough time. Relationships are suffering, probably struggling. If you're stuck in the same house with someone you really love, but you really haven't had the time to get the space you normally get, you're probably needing to go outside a little bit more frequently.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's just time for a little gentleness, man. Settle down. We're creatures of it. We're very emotional creatures as human beings, and we're reactionary oftentimes. So I just wanted to put together a record that really exemplifies sensibilities and sensitivity and gentleness without being too corny sounding or whatnot. Because we're really our society's gotten a little tough, thick skin. You know, it's a little time for a little love and gentleness in the world. So this is the name of the record. It's called Being Gentle.
Okay.
Featuring a young lady named by the name of Sinead Goss out of Sacramento, California, who now resides in Illinois, Chicago. My sister, she's awesome, and that's the name of the record.
All right, so everyone can go to Saint James, Saint James, J-A-I-M-Z, right?
Yes, S-A-I-N-T-J-A-I-M-Z. Yes,
J-I-M-Z, check him out. All right, I know Pastor Joe is on the phone, is that right? And then we're going to get with him right now. Hold on, Pastor Joe, because we have something exciting, and we have a miracle story right after this that somebody actually is in the house here, died and went to heaven, he had a brain aneurysm, and also is going to talk about more things. It's going to be a fabulous show in the next half hour as well. Let's go to St. James, and we'll be right back with Pastor Joe and what's up at Beaming Hope Church. Stay tuned. Take it away.
That your body needs attention, and I don't want to take away from your body's perfections by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't want to make it hard, cause it's all way too simple. So don't you ever stop being in my world.
I don't ever wanna stop loving you, boy. So don't you ever stop giving me joy.
I'll be gentle.
Please be very gentle.
When I'm loving you. When I'm loving you.
hold you up. Just like our love, I'll keep it simple. So just come and celebrate our love. Let's not be judgmental, baby.
I never wanna stop loving you,
loving you.
So don't you ever stop being in my world.
In my world.
I don't ever wanna stop loving you, boy. So don't you ever stop giving me joy.
Well, that is St. James.
That was good.
Yeah.
He's great.
What would you like to ask him?
Are you still online, St. James?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just found an article that you ran. By the way, my name's Wade. Sorry, I just busted right in there. I found an article you ran on Pump It Up magazine. You were a veteran.
Okay.
You were in the Army for a while. Is that correct?
Yes. 16 years, sir. Yes, sir.
God bless you. Thank you for your service, sir. I really appreciate
thank you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
not only
you.
Did
I
you
appreciate it too, man.
Not only did you help protect and defend this country, but you also make fantastic music. And
oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, best of luck to you, man.
Man, yeah.
The sky's the limit,
thank
brother.
You, man.
God bless you, bud.
Yeah, people are all asking.
God bless, Wade.
Yeah, they're asking, and I wanted to hook you and Deborah up. So DeborahHampton.com, check it out, and her new product that she's selling as well. St. James, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I can't wait to come to the station when you have a minute.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don, so much for playing that record. Please, everybody, St. James. I still have an official website, stjames.com, stjames.com. Everything you need to know, you can get the music there, everything. Or Spotify, all digital platforms.
stjames.com, J-A-I-M-E-Z. Check it out. Thank you both, Deborah Hampton, for calling in, St. James. We have a special VIP guest, and we're going into some amazing miracle stories and more. So stay tuned. And thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful week, both of you.
Right.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Be safe out there.
Bye, you
Look
too.
Look at the picture I sent you, Don.
I will.
Look at the picture.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Miss you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. It was great, St. James.
Bye. Awesome. So Deborah Hampton lives in like Sarasota area. St. James is in L.A. In the meantime, so let's go to Pastor Joe. Is he there? Thank you for being so patient.
You are very welcome, Dawn. Good to hear from you. God bless you.
I know we miss you. I tell you, on Sunday, I had all the TV sets going in every single room. And I said, you know, everybody that they couldn't get out of a room without watching Beaming Hope Church and sitting down. So, but anyways, tell us what's happening. Lisa's here.
Hi, Pastor Joe.
Lisa. Yeah, it's my live wire crazy sister. God bless you.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. Dawn, we got a special guest coming to Pastor Randy and Vicki Hooper from Connecting Your Vision. They're going to be with us Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 10 o'clock, and Sunday, 10 o'clock. It's awesome. I mean, he oversees 40 churches. You know, he's involved with Bible studies. Bible colleges and real powerful man of God. And, I invite all your audience if you got a chance to come check it out. You'll be blessed.
We're actually going to. And then where do they go and look at it? Give your website, Pastor Joe.
Yeah, it's beaminghope.org. And once again, we got a services Sunday and at 10 o'clock, Wednesday, 7 p.m. And we got a new connection We give away free groceries, Dawn, to, right. to families from 10 to 11 on Fridays, Sunday after the service. I'm talking good stuff like chicken, frozen steak, and nothing expired. Everything is just fresh, and it's open to everybody. It's open to everybody.
So if somebody needs some food during this time for their families, please get in touch with them as well. And then what I enjoy watching is I'm going to get involved very soon. I've been waiting patiently, with everything. But yeah, I want to tell you something that really blessed my heart on something. On Sunday, you were talking about letting things go and giving it to God, and somebody in our family member did that, and you can see a changeover. And I'm so blessed to when we watch, even if we can't get over there right now, but you just gave an amazing message. And then also you do outreaches that you go out in the neighborhood.
Yes, we just started something new. We partnered with Little Caesars Pizza and Pinellas County Sheriff's Department. We go knock on doors, and people are, they're so, COVID-19, all scared. We knock on the door and say, hey, we're from Beaming Hope Church. We want to bless you with a pizza. And their guard drops like, really? You come to my door for you? I didn't order pizza. I know you didn't. And we bless them with a pizza, and we wound up praying for them and their family. And it really touched me, Dawn. I went to this knock on the door. There was a young African-American girl, and there was five men in there, five young boys, and they were deaf. And she was telling them in sign language what I was here for. They got so excited. I led them to Jesus Christ. It brought tears to my eye. It was so humbling that, they're in a situation what they're in, but they're still excited. You know what I mean? And whatever situation it is, God can get you out of it. It's like God's in this miracle business. Even real quick, this COVID-19, we've been having service. We haven't stopped. We have not stopped since March. Now, one of my members is sick. People are getting healed. There's miracle after miracle, because when you believe the word of God, God's there to back it up. It isn't a Sunday ritual. It's a lifestyle.
Well, I have to tell you, even though that I'm still tithing to the church when I'm not there yet and I'm watching on TV, so many things are happening. We were just blessed on something to get our boat fixed. So my husband, I don't have to go out and look for another job. I don't have to leave church on Sunday. Yeah. I can have a charter business with our Sunkist Charter Company with a 37-foot Endeavor now, and that's going to be my retirement. But that came through when I was in prayer after I sent my tithe over. It happened the next day, Pastor Joe. And I've gone to other churches, and there, and it's like, I love, nope, this is not Pastor Joe. Nope, I got to go home. I got to go home. I got to go home. But I also have an amazing man here that sings guitar. If you ever need an amazing Christian singer, and he's in a lot of Christian films, and you'll have to play some of his movies on movie night over there. Tell Pastor Joe what movies that you're in.
Hi, Pastor Joe. My name's Wade Hunt Williams. How are you?
Good, sir. Good, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Don put me on the spot. I have
not
I think
Dawn.
I'm sorry.
Not Dawn. Get it on the spot. She always does that.
Oh, you just confused me. I already have brain damage, and you're saying that's not Dawn. Oh, crap. Did I just say the wrong name? Dawn just put me on the spot. I have a film out on Amazon Prime called God, Where Are You? That's changing hearts and minds. I was also the lead in a film a few years back in theaters called The Investigator. That was in a red box for a while, and it was, actually, I don't know where to find it now. Honestly, I can't find it anywhere, but I know you can buy DVDs on Amazon Prime, but those are the two big ones that I've been in, so got a few more coming out this year.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the show, just get my number and give me a call from Lisa or Dawn, and we can hook up and see if we can make something happen.
Oh, even to have him do a praise and worship on one of the services as a special guest, it would be amazing. We played last week. We'll have to send you that music. And it's just amazing.
Yeah. Dawn, real quick, we had a lady in my church. This is what God's doing during this COVID-19. The Bible says during the famine, you'll laugh. During the famine, you'll prosper. Had a lady, she just started coming to church, and she went out of her way to wash this Toyota 2016 Caravan for this elderly gentleman. She washed it, cleaned it, and she comes back, and the gentleman says, she went to hand him the keys, and the gentleman said, no, these are your keys now.
Amazing.
Well, she was so blown away. It's phenomenal. I mean, when you put your trust in God, the Bible says a man thinks, so he is. If you think you're going to get this covert pitch from hell, chances are you will. But you say, no, God, Psalm 91, you command your angels concerning me to guard you, know your ways. No sickness, no plague will come near you. That's the way you have to think it and believe it. And you know what? God's on your side. God's shaking. He's shaking his country.
Yep.
He's shaking the churches. He's shaking Hollywood. He's shaking sports. You say, hey, look, you don't put me first, this is what happens. When you Bible says, when you humble yourself under God's mighty hand, he will lift you up. when you humble yourself and you're out there helping people and serving, that's when God comes in. He'll bless you. He'll just blow your mind away. As you know, you've seen things happen. It's phenomenal. And it's a lifestyle, and I appreciate you having me on your show. And it's amazing. It's just amazing. Every Sunday, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
That's right. So we have to get that commercial running for Beaming Hope Church. Yes. BeamingHopeChurch.org.
Because the Holy Spirit is
The Holy Spirit is definitely
there.
Working over
like,
there.
Everybody I've brought to the church, I said, look, mm-hmm. over these next few days, ask God, like, I need clarity, I want, and if my pastor doesn't answer it, somebody in that church is going to answer it. And the look on their faces when they go, you weren't kidding us, I'm telling you, our church is where the Holy Spirit is. If more people would come to the church, they would definitely feel it. I didn't know about talking in tongues, and I know all about that now.
Well, Pastor Joe, I take my dogs for a walk at night in the morning, and I don't even put my headsets on anymore and put some R&B music or, you know, I don't know, some oldies, 70s. I leave it at home, and I start praying in tongues on my walk.
That's what
I've been doing, and it's just opening
it
doors. Yes, and you've been touching so many family members watching BeamingHopeChurch.org live. On the TV, you can actually have it on your phone, put it on your smart TV, and it's in every room.
Yep.
No, real quick, you know, you say praying in tongues. People listening say, "What in the world is he talking about?" You know, the Bible says God will give you a heavenly language, and when you're praying directly to the Father in the name of Jesus, and the devil doesn't know what you're praying. He can't interrupt that prayer, but you're praying the perfect will. I don't know about you. That's the only prayer. God, I want your perfect will. I don't want no permissive will. I want the perfect will. And when you pray that, you know, the model prayer, Lord, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. When you pray, God, I want your perfect will in my life. Watch out. You know what? He'll start shutting doors. He'll start opening doors.
Yep.
He'll remove so-called friends you thought your friends.
Oh, it just happened today. Yep. just happened today, Pastor
right.
Joe. Seriously. And it's amazing. I'm so glad that you called in, and we're just going to have you give like a word of the week or something. I've
yes.
got to do that. God's been touching on my heart to do that and so much more.
Yes, can I pray real quick before you let me go?
Yes, please.
Yep. Father, right now I pray for everyone listening to the radio station right now. Father, you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I pray Psalm 91. The Bible said the deadly plagues which stalk through the night will not come near you. In other words, COVID-19 will not come near you. Mm. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 on your right, it will not come near you. You command your angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. Father, I pray for everyone watching. I curse this COVID-19. I send it back to the pits of hell. I speak divine health and strength, supernatural vitality, Lord, favor and prosperity and success. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
That's a message from Pastor Joe. Thank you, Pastor Joe. Give your love to your wife and your daughters and family for me.
Yes.
All right.
I sure will, Dawn. Thanks for having me on. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, Pastor.
Bye-bye.
And we need words like that. So let's go now to, wow, that's pretty powerful. Let's go. Do you have some real quick music? Just tropical something. Don't worry, be happy.
She's just throwing it at you. Just throwing it at you.
Vaughn knows by now. He's been working long
enough. Don't worry, be happy. Let's go to Wade Williams in the meantime while we're just getting a little bit of background music here. But let's go and talk about your testimony, and then let's get into some heavy stuff here for the next half hour.
It's funny. We don't have a half hour. It's 20 minutes. I don't know how much we can actually get done. So I was in my mind, I was going, well, listen, because I got a lot of things to say.
I know.
There's some things that have happened to me that have changed my perspective.
Well, this can be part one.
Okay, we'll do part one.
Right.
Okay. So let me, before I get into, quote unquote, the politics of it or my understanding of it or what will seem like some rabbit hole or what seemed like even a conspiracy theory or whatnot, because I have a lot of them, I have a different understanding. Oh, there it is. There's the music. There it is. I have a different understanding of what's going on based on my experience, and I'll tell you what my experience is right after this.
All right. Stay tuned. And he was taken from Africa. back.
We're back.
Thank you. Take it away.
All right. So thanks for asking me. Let me just tell you. I guess we'll do part two.
Yes.
Hopefully, we'll still be around next week.
Yes.
But it's a very scary time. Extremely scary, obviously. I will throw in just a few little things that I would ask you to do before for your own self. Do some investigation. I was in the movie Investigator where we were talking about investigate the matter for yourselves. Investigate whether Christ was alive or whether he's... Do the investigation yourself. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe your pastor. You don't have to believe anybody. But just do the investigation from a historical perspective and then ask if God was real and he wanted to create an example of what we should follow, would he do it? The answer is absolutely, I believe so, yes. So my story is this. On January 16th of 2016, I had a horrible, horrible headache. Felt like someone stabbed me in the back of the head. I then dropped to the ground in a restaurant up in Sanford, Florida, and my heart and my lungs stopped. So I died completely. I was dead, what they told me, for at least 3 or 4 minutes. I felt the first shock to my chest, the first compression to my chest. I mean, I felt there's hands on my wrist, and I heard people saying, he's not breathing, there's no pulse. And then I remember the first compression on my chest, and I heard my chest crack. And then I was just floating. I was just outside of my body. I can't really explain to you what I experienced. There's no real words for it. Mm-hmm. The only words that I've come up with are complete acceptance, complete joy, complete knowledge, not of everything around me, but of who I am, of who I was, and like just the existence of what is. Mm-hmm. And I came up with the understanding that we're all connected. Like we're all connected to the planet. We're connected to the God above. We're connected to each other. There is no difference between us. What I've come to is people will ask me, like, what did you experience? Tell us. Tell me about heaven. And I can't really explain that. What I can do, I can't explain it, but it would take hours. Mm-hmm. We only got 15 minutes. So what I think we'll do is I'll just tell you what I realized during the time that my lungs and my heart stopped. By the way, it was a brain aneurysm. Mm-hmm. I had a brain aneurysm, rupture in my brain. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the end of the story. I had 3 brain operations. I woke up in a coma 6 weeks later with tubes coming on my head and strapped to a bed. So that's that. But let me tell you what I discovered when I was dead. Okay. Now, I knew some things. Instant things came to me. I knew that my wife and my kids were going to struggle because financially I didn't take care of them, mm-hmm. Which is why I'm in the business that I'm in now. We'll get to that later. I'm in a financial services business, but I'm not promoting myself. What I discovered was, even with that knowledge, there was a desire to keep going. Like, I was okay with leaving my wife and my kids behind because I felt this pulling, this love, this acceptance that was just complete true. All right, now here's I'm going to lay it out on the table because I've been kind of circling the drain on this. Here's what I discovered when I was dead. And this is what very important, because what I discovered that I wasn't is more important than what I discovered that I was. Mm-hmm. I discovered that I was not white. I was not black. I was not red. I was not yellow. I was not gray. I was not green. I wasn't male. I wasn't female. I wasn't homosexual. I wasn't heterosexual. I wasn't Baptist. I wasn't Catholic. I wasn't any. I wasn't any of those labels or those masks or those outfits that we put on. Mm-hmm. But I was still me. I still had the essence of me. I still had the love for the people that I loved. I still had the understanding of who I was. My history didn't go away. I wasn't automatically some new person. I still felt and thought the same in this brand new context of the universe, of what I was experiencing, which was complete absence of everything that we think is important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I want to tell you guys, whoever's listening, is that all of this nonsense, and even the COVID nonsense, we'll get into this, which I don't believe half of it. Let me just put it on the table. I've done my research, and I'm telling you, you are being lied to. You are being manipulated. You are being coerced into something bigger and more awful that's coming your way. And I would ask you, in the name of Jesus, to start paying attention. This is not just about a flu. I've done the numbers. I've researched the numbers. This is something bigger than this. There are more people died last year of the normal flu than have died of COVID worldwide. why are we shutting down the planet? Well, I'll tell you why, because there's something evil approaching. We'll get to that later. Let's go back to what's right in front of us. What's right in front of us is black versus white, Democrat versus Republican, rich versus poor. I'm telling you flat out, these are all absolute constructs that we put over ourselves. There is no black. There is no white. There is a cultural understanding. There is an emotion that is attached to what I grew up with. I grew up in the South. I grew up loving barbecue. I loved growing up, loving the outdoors and camping. But that's not who I am. That's what I love. I love Charlie Daniels. He passed away today. God rest your soul. That makes me from an external fleshly person, and I'm proud of that. Whatever your heritage is, whatever your culture is, if you're a black man from Chicago, or if you're a white woman down in Minneapolis, or wherever you're from, be happy that this music makes you happy, this culture makes you happy, these family members make me happy, but it's not who you are. I think that's the main thing I want to put out to you. Is that if you hate your neighbor because of the color of their skin or because of who they vote for or what flag they have out in the front yard, you are missing the point. And the point is you are connected to that person that you hate. And as long as you hate them, you are not truly connected to them, and thereby you are not truly connected to the God, the creator of the universe, who created you all equally, who loves you, who had a plan for you, and sees no difference in your skin color whatsoever. I wasn't white. I wasn't black when I was floating through space. I was just a child that was created by a loving father who wanted me back in his arms. And I was willing to go. And I think that's why
you didn't.
I didn't.
How did that change you afterwards? You said it did change you and your personality and some other things. Just briefly, I know that I want to get into something else.
I put a post out on Facebook today. Where I'm just railing this entire BS. I almost said the bad word, but it's just all BS. You're being manipulated. You're being lied to. I'm just flat out telling you. And I can tell you that there is this. Everyone's talking about a vaccine. I guess I'll just get into it. I got 11 minutes. Everyone's talking about this vaccine. Bill Gates wants this vaccine. Well, it's funny. Bill Gates knew this thing was coming years and years earlier. I wonder how he knew that. Anyone? Okay, just think about that for a second. And think about this vaccine that he wants to create. Now, I've seen this video. I believe it's real. If everyone else has seen it out there, this 2005 CIA briefing he did, where he's developed this vaccine, that the plan was to give this vaccine to create a flu-like symptom in the Muslim culture so that they had to go and get this vaccine. Again, this is not substantiated, but as a person who knows voices, who knows figures, who knows people, who can see things beyond what is normal, I've seen it and I believe it's real. Honestly, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm completely wrong, because if I'm right, it's scary as all hell. If I'm wrong, then I've been duped. Yay me. Okay, good. Because what it looks like is they've created this virus, and he was set to put it into the Muslim population so that extremists would not be extremists anymore. Mm. Okay. So it affects the center of your brain that believes in a higher power. And there is a part of your brain that gets lit up when you believe something. And they can prove it on brain scans. So if you believe, you watch the series on Netflix with Morgan Freeman, the God, they sat him down in a chair and had him pray, and they watched these parts of his brain light up.
Right? I saw that.
So it's there. And having brain damage myself, I know that certain things are different. Okay, and I can't really explain it because you never met me before, and I can't remember what I was like before, other than to say I'm a little more in tune with everything around me.
Wow.
I'm not so self-indulgent as I used to be. I'm still a little self-indulgent, but come on. You know, I'm an actor. But, you know, I really pay attention to what's going on around me. I feel a little bit like Neo after he's had the things pulled down in front of his eyes. You know, like he started to see the matrix around him. I know this is starting to sound really weird for some of you people. I know this really does. But to answer the question, it has affected my brain to change a little bit of my personality. Mm-hmm. Now, this virus, this so-called virus, was supposed to dumb down the Muslims so they didn't get extreme and want to go fly planes into buildings. Mm-hmm. Well, have you looked lately at what some of the government says are the extremists in this country? There's a list of them, and there are, you know, there's, Muslim fanatics and all the Islamic fanatics that are on there. But you know who else is on there? right-wing Christians. We're considered fanatics. We're considered by some people in the government as fanatics, as zealots. And wouldn't they want to calm that down? If we, the Christian community, are the ones standing up and going, no, I'm not listening to this. I'm not buying this. I'm not believing in this. This doesn't make sense. If you tell me there was more people that died last year of the flu, but you want me to wear a mask and I can't go to work anymore and I can't support my children, we are standing up going, no, there's something wrong with this. If the Christians are mostly the ones standing up going, no, yes, I will sing in church, but there's a mandate from Washington saying we can't sing in church anymore because droplets will infect someone. No. So what you're trying to do is systematically, bite by bite, tear away at our faith by tearing away at the actions of our faith, okay? If we're the ones standing up saying no, and there is, quote unquote, a new world order, and I'll be just completely honest, I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. I've heard Rothschilds, I've heard Gettys, I've heard, I don't know, and I don't even care. All I know is there's something wrong. If the facts don't line up with the amount of chaos that is going on, which it doesn't, then something you have to start questioning.
Well, my question was when you were talking about your a friend in New York that's a nurse.
Oh yeah.
And I've heard that over and over from many people. Tell us about that.
So real quick, I met a lady the other night who was a nurse in New York. She was a nurse in New York March, April, and May. She quit and she came down here. And she made it sound like she was almost kind of hiding. That's my take of it. That's not what she said. But she told me how she was asked by her superintendents, her higher above, to basically sign every single death certificate from the hospital as COVID. Every single one. Whether they died of a heart attack, whether they died of cancer, whether they died of anything, COVID. And I said, well, okay, why? Well, she said the hospital gets extra money for mm-hmm. every single person that dies of COVID. Mm-hmm. Up to $40,000 a person. So then I found another. I went down the rabbit hole today, and I spent hours going and searching on YouTube. There are other nurses and there are other medical professionals speaking out.
And we Go were ahead. Talking about that outside.
Were you?
You and I were talking about that, about the COVID. Oh, yeah. If you say COVID, it's more money, and now life insurance is, mm-hmm. they're doing autopsies because they're trying to get out of paying if you took a life insurance policy out recently.
Well, my life insurance policy, my life insurance company wouldn't do that. But having said that, that's a whole other commercial. But yeah, so what I asked her is, I said, is that really? And she said, absolutely. And she it messed with her conscience. And so now I'm starting to go down the rabbit hole, and I'm starting to look at things. I don't think one musician, actor that died of a brain aneurysm and came back is going to change the world. I really don't think that. And I think that if there's a possibility of making me look like a fool, they would love to do it. Now, they being, you know, people who don't believe what I'm saying, which is probably a lot of them. I totally understand that. Listen, I had scales in front of my eyes, too, for many, 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 many years. You know, I came to Christ. A lot of the scales were removed. Okay. There was still some self that was left behind. Mm-hmm. I had a brain aneurysm. I died. I came back to life. A bunch of brain operations, which if you're a non-believer, you're listening to me going, yeah, he sounds like he got brain damage. You know, and then my perspective is on a higher level. I've had some things recently that were very, very important to me, extremely important to me, who I thought that there was that my life taken away from me. And I don't want to get into that because it's personal, but it's stripped away everything that I can connect to, except for my children, that will let me see even broader than I was seeing before. And I'm telling you flat out that if it were not just me talking, read the back of the book. The back of the book is scary. Even for believers, it's scary. I'm a believer. I know what's beyond it. But man coming in right now and put a gun to my head and blew my brains away, I know that I'm going to a better place because I felt it just for a minute. However, I have children and I love them and I want to protect them. So how do I do that? How do I keep them from being a victim to this quote-unquote vaccine? So then I got to go. I don't know how to go about that yet. Mm-hmm. I was telling my kid today, I was just online with him before I came on. I was just talking to him. He's not doing his homework because he's got summer school. I said, dude, you got to. He's like, I just can't wait to go back to school. And I'm like, well, hold on, dude. If they're putting a new vaccine on the charts, you're not going back to school.
No. Mm-hmm. We just talked about that with my grandson as well.
You're going to be homeschooled, and you're going to have to get used to it.
Right.
So that's my story. That's a little bit of my story.
Right.
I think what I've come to, we have about 3 minutes left. What I've come to grips with is that believe nothing you hear. Mm-hmm. Believe nothing you see. Remember, I've been in broadcasting for a long time, too. And I know that the radio stations that I worked at, other places I worked at, flat out just lie. Mm-hmm. They lie for ratings. Okay? Flat out. I'm not saying yours doesn't matter. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? But like, let's just, that's where prayer is so important. Have a connection with the God above. And you will see, it doesn't matter if you believe anything I say, you will know that there's something intuitively wrong with your spirit with what is going on in this world today.
Well, Wade, what I'd like to do is, next week we've got something that was booked, but let's go in 2 weeks. Are you available maybe to come back and do part two on this?
If we are still alive, I'm not in jail, absolutely.
Amen.
That'd be great. I know Lisa has some shout-outs. It's been very intriguing.
I'm very blessed to have sponsors
Yes, and
the
before
show.
You do, real quick, 727-871-7788. Text for your digital business card. I will send you one. It's amazing. Lisa, take it away on the sponsors for tonight.
Yes. My new job, I'm a receptionist at Jador Nail Bar, located at 10500 Almaton Road in Suite 274. Phone number 727-754-8718. Monday through Friday, 10 to 7:30. Sunday, 11 to 5. And I also work around the corner at the restaurant called The Spot, the best sushi burrito ever. It's delicious. It's humongous. They're Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9, and 11 to 10, Friday and Saturday. And they are located in the same plaza, which is Largo Mall, Suite 288. Then, for all of you who still love Captain Rusty's seafood dips, they are at the Dog Bar on Central, 2300 Central Avenue, St. Pete. Phone number 727-317-4968. And last but not least, we have Nico's Dog and Sports Bar, 9524 Blind Pass Road. They also have our dips. And anybody looking for commercial property or rental apartments on Central Avenue, please call Lisa Clary at 727-645-8366.
And I want to thank Wade Williams for being here on social media. Amazing. We need more of this. I mean, it's powerful. I know when you were on a commercial set today, and then he called me and I'm like, get over here. And then I already booked a couple guests, so we ran over a little bit more on that. But we're good. We're good. And I want to thank everyone, all my friends that are watching.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
Thank you. If you make me a birthday shout out, I'll put it on Wednesday on my Facebook. But I want to thank everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. Start praying. You know, you can't sleep at night. You wake up and don't just keep scrolling. Make sure that you just start praying for your family members. And I'll tell you, I've seen it in my life with everything with my family. God bless you.
Yes.
And happy
Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. What is 6.1 The Heat?
You made it.